Big Band Countdown. This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with a countdown of the 10 most popular records in the United States during the first week of September in the swinging year of 1941. From a compilation of music magazines, sheet music sales, jukebox selections, and record sales, here are the original and sometimes scratchy records that now make up the Big Band Countdown. The first week of September, 1941, counting down to record number 10.
Joe, my name's Roy.
Well, come here, Roy, and get groovy. You been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown. What's uptown?
It's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out. Oh, you've got to shout it, let me off uptown. It's the rhythm that you feel, that it's nothing to conceal. Oh, you've got to feel it, let me off uptown. Rip joint, juke joint, hip joint. Where could a fella go to top it? If you want to pitch a ball, and you can't afford a hall, oh, you've got to call it, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh, Anita. Say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it must be that uptown rhythm. I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
The 10th most popular record in the United States during the first week of September, swinging year 1941. Drumming man Gene Krupa and his orchestra. Anita O'Day joined on the vocal by trumpet playing Roy Eldridge to the tune Let Me Off Uptown. Record number 10. First week of September in the swinging year of 41. Counting down America's popularity charts to record number 9.
meadows and blue champagne, with the echoes that still remain, I keep a blue rendezvous. Bubbles rise like a fountain before my eyes, and they suddenly crystallize to form a vision of you. All the plans we started, all the songs we sang, each little dream we knew seems to overtake me like a boomerang. Blue is the sparkle, gone is the tang. Each old refrain keeps returning as I remain with my memories and blue champagne to toast the dream that was you.
The big band of Jimmy Dorsey. It was Bob Everly singing the words to the tune Blue Champagne. Their recording in number 9 position that first week of September 1941. Record number 9 in the Big Band Countdown. Paying electric and gas bills, hey, that's easy. You just read off the amount due and pay it. Those other numbers all over the bill are really only for meter readers. Well, do you handle all your bills this casually? Chances are, with other bills, you check to see what you're paying for something you got. Shouldn't you do the same with your utility bills? Get a copy of the pamphlet, Checking Your Utility Bills. For a free copy, send a postcard to the Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. That first week of September 1941, Franklin D. Roosevelt was President of the United States. He was in his third term. World War II was raging in Europe. Nazi forces were driving into Russia. While on the music scene within the continental limits of the United States, new records were being made. Fans of Billie Holiday had a new record to add to their collection. It was just 1 month old at the time of our survey.
I'm standing alone by the desolate dock in the still and the chill of the night. I see the horizon, the great unknown. My heart has an ache, it's as heavy as stone. Will the dawn coming on make it light? The one I love be coming back to me. I cover the waterfront in search of my love, and I'm covered by a starlit sky above. for the one I love must soon come back to me.
Billie Holiday made that record just 1 month before our survey. Her recording of I Cover the Waterfront, made with piano playing Teddy Wilson and his orchestra the first day of August, 1940, a big band extra. And this is Chuck Cecil returning now to the popularity charts. First week of September, 1941. Counting down. Here's record number 8.
The peggy does the buggy, gets the breeze, and he really gets to do it solidly.
You mean he really gets to do it solidly? This little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home.
But this little piggy was a boogly woogly piggy, and he boogie woogied all the way home.
This little piggy had roast beef, this
but this little piggy was a boogly woogly piggy, and he did the lindy all the way home.
Oink, oink.
Piggly wiggy piggy.
Oink, oink.
Boogly woogie boogie.
Oink, 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 oink. The boogly woogly piggly wiggy. Oink, oink. This little piggy looked too big. This piggy thought the world was divine.
But this little piggy was a happy little piggy, and he
boogie woogied all of the time.
Miller's Orchestra had the nation's eighth most popular record that first week of September in 1941. It was Tex Beneke, Paula Kelly, and the Modern Airs singing the words to Boogly Woogly Piggy, a novelty tune in number 8 position. Record number 7, an entirely different kind of record.
Thank you.
touch of the classics in number 7 position that first week of September 1941. That was Freddie Martin, his saxophone and orchestra, their recording of Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto in B-flat minor featuring Jack Fino on piano, was record number 7 in the Big Band Countdown. The heritage that you and I share as Americans has been given to us by many great men. One of these was Robert Fulton. People didn't think very highly of his invention, the steamboat. In fact, they called it Fulton's Folly. But Robert Fulton was confident that he had a place in history. He made improvements on his brainchild, and finally his steamboat made a successful voyage from New York City to Albany. Today's international commerce on the seven seas is a direct result of Fulton's contribution to navigation. He helped to build our country. His work is part of our American heritage. That first week of September, 1941. In the world of sports, Joe Louis was the world's heavyweight boxing champion. In baseball, the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Yankees were heading for a World Series showdown. In music, while our survey was underway that first week of September, 1941, this record was made in New York City. Big Band Extra by Artie Shaw. He made that record while our survey was underway. Recording date, the 2nd of September, 1941, for Rockin' Chair. Back to the popularity charts. And counting down to record number 6.
Hey, listen. Two miles from here, to whom she used to sing this song. Hey, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelet, everything. Daddy, you want to get the best for me, yeah, yeah. Hey, Daddy, gee, won't I have a 12-inch table, clothes with Paris labels, Daddy. You wanna get the best from me? Da 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 da. Here's an amazing revelation with a bit of stimulation. I'd be a great sensation. I'd be your inspiration, Daddy. I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar, Daddy. You wanna get the best from me?
Record number 6 in our survey, Swing and Sway with Sammy Kay, the guys in the band, the choir, singing the words to Daddy, record number 6. This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with a big band countdown. This issue, a survey of the top 10 records during the first week of September 1941. From vintage editions of Billboard, Cashbox, Downbeat, Metronome, Orchestra World, and Variety, comes this presentation of original, sometimes scratchy records that now make up the Big Band Countdown.
October 1st is the deadline for entering this year's Freedom's Foundation Awards. The awards are open to all members of the military, including ROTC. Write a letter or an essay on the subject, Why I Am in the Uniform of My Country, and send it to Freedom's Foundation, Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Top winners will receive savings bonds and the Defender of Freedom Medal. Other winners will receive savings bonds and the George Washington Honor Medal. Remember that deadline, October 1st.
Counting down the first week of September 1941. Counting down to record number 5.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
making with jive, boy, you shout when it hits you.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, yes. Yes, you shout when it hits you.
Yes, indeed.
When the spirit moves you, you shout hallelujah.
I mean,
when it hits you, you holler.
Yes.
You shout.
Let me in there.
Well, all right. When it hits you, you holler.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Big band of Tommy Dorsey had America's fifth most popular record that first week of September, 1941. Arranger, composer Cy Oliver is sharing the vocal spotlight with Joe Stafford to the tune, Yes Indeed, record number five. Counting down now to record number four. Typical Glenn Miller music in number four position that first week of September 1941. Glenn Miller's orchestra and Ray Eberle singing the words to You and I, record number four in the Big Band Countdown. CHAMPUS is the civilian health and medical program of the Uniform Services. It was established to help your spouse and children with their medical problems by sharing the cost of authorized medical services and supplies they receive from civilian sources. CHAMPUS can help cut down on the bills if the going gets rough. Find out how CHAMPUS can help. See your CHAMPUS advisor today. If you don't know who your CHAMPUS advisor is, ask. That first week of September, 1941, in the United States, theater goers were thronging to Citizen Kane, starring Orson Welles, Walt Disney's Dumbo. There was Sergeant York with Gary Cooper, Suspicion, starring Joan Fontaine and Cary Grant. And in music, the Harlem Express had a new record on the market. Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra, with a week-old recording, heard now as a big band extra. Record had been made just the week before our survey, the last week of August 1941. Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra featuring Edwin Wilcox on piano. They called the tune Impromptu. And this is Chuck Cecil with the Big Band Extra, returning now to the popularity charts and counting down to record number 4.
Maria Elena, you're the above a sigh. Maria Elena, say that we will never part. Maria Elena, take me to your heart. A love like mine is great enough for two to share. This love is really all I ask of you. share this love is really all I ask of you.
Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra, his band vocalist Bob Eberle singing the words to Maria Elena. The record had been made back in March of 41, and by the first week of September, it had climbed into number 3 position. Jimmy Dorsey's recording of Maria Elena, record number 3. Counting down now to record number 2. For someone named O'Connell, Helen didn't do a bad job singing Spanish. Along with Bob Eberle and the big band of Jimmy Dorsey, their recording of Yours was in number 2 position that first week of September 1941. Record number 2. That first week of September 1941. Penicillin was a brand new discovery in the world of medicine. On Broadway, there was arsenic and old lace, Mr. and Mrs. North. And also there was a new discovery on Broadway, a new personality by the name of Danny Kaye. He was appearing in a Broadway production called Lady in the Dark. In the world of music, Charlie Barnett had been around. No new discovery there, except he continued to turn out new recordings. This big band extra was just 3 weeks old. Thank you. Recorded just 3 weeks before our survey, Charlie Barnett's recording of Harlem Speaks found the leader featured on alto as well as tenor. It was Bobby Burnett, featured on trumpet and Buzz Hetry guitar. An extra before we conclude the Big Band Countdown. If you're close to retirement and you've been giving some thought to buying a little place or some land overseas, there are many things to be considered. What happens if you get behind in your payments? When do you really gain title to the land? What kind of building permit is required? Things like this can be serious problems. The point is, before you make any moves or sign any papers, get all the information you can. Information about dental, medical facilities, living expenses, land ownership laws, mortgage laws, title laws, work permits. Your legal assistance officer can help you. If the developer has advertised in the United States, he has filed a report with the Interstate Land Sales Registration Office, HUD, Washington, D.C., 20410. For a small fee, you can have a copy. Write Interstate Land Sales Registration Office, HUD, Washington, D.C., 20410. And now, here is America's favorite record, the first week of September, 1941. This was record number one.
With their soft light, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever hold me. All through my life they'll haunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, make my dream come true.
Band of Jimmy Dorsey and their fourth record in yesterday's top ten and record number one for that first week of September, 1941. Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra with Green Eyes, Helen O'Connell and Bob Everly singing the words to record number one. For the past hour, this has been Chuck Cecil with the Big Band Countdown. In this edition, we've listened to the 10 most popular records in the United States during the first week of September, swinging year of 41, from a collection of vintage publications and original, sometimes scratchy records. This has been my survey of yesterday's top 10, the Big Band Countdown.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.
A special salute to every dad that's listening.
It's Father's Day.
If you've taken the German Gateway 1 course, you're probably discovering that a little local language can open up a lot of doors. Now, Gateway 2. 40 hours of instruction is being offered by the Heidelberg Education Center. Registrations are now being accepted at any Heidelberg Ed Center. For more information on a better education, call Heidelberg Military 6226. With you in mind, we're AFN Frankfurt, AM and FM.
It's 12 noon, Central European Time.
AFN News from the wires of the AP and UPI.
Good afternoon, Gary Vautel reporting. Civil rights activist Jesse Jackson and Democratic Senator George McGovern say the so-called tax revolt, kicked off by the approval of California's Proposition 13, has elements of racism. The remarks came before the National Convention of the Liberal Americans for Democratic Action. McGovern says tax relief, like law and order, could be a code word for something else. But Jackson went even further, calling the tax-limiting measure a covert way of fighting affirmative action. Citing polls showing voters want to see welfare spending cut first, Jackson called it an anti-black attitude. Massachusetts Senator Edward Brooke is reported to have claimed income tax exemptions in his early 1970s forms by declaring his daughters as dependents, even though they were married and living away from home. Today's Washington Post says the Republican legislator, who was under fire for admitted inaccuracies in some of his financial statements, claimed several thousand dollars in exemptions through the daughters. There has been no comment from Brooke. Energy Secretary James Schlesinger told the University of Toledo graduating class that the United States must continue its focus on the development of alternate energy sources over the next decade. Schlesinger, admitting that there is an oil surplus that may get even bigger, cautions it will reach a peak and then decline. President Carter is now faced with another congressional confrontation over water projects. Mariah McLaughlin of CBS reports.
Ignoring President Carter's threats of a veto, the House refused to eliminate eight water projects that the president claimed were too costly, inflationary, unnecessary, and environmentally unsound. House members complained that President Carter had not voiced his strong opposition to the projects until just a day before the scheduled House vote. While the House refused to cut the projects on the president's so-called hit list, which would have cut about $21 million out of the bill, it approved 11 new projects the president wanted, which will cost about $30 million. Right before final passage, the House accepted an amendment to earmark money to continue the construction of the Teleco River Dam in Tennessee, which the Supreme Court said must be stopped to protect the endangered species, the snail darter. And the House voted to trim 2% from the whole bill's original cost of $1.3 billion. Mariah McLaughlin, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Peru's voters cast their ballots today in the first step of what the government calls a blueprint for constitutional democracy by 1980. Over 1,000 candidates, backed by a dozen political parties, are competing for the 100 assembly seats. Frank Benitez of NBC reports.
The election is seen as the first step in the military government's plan to give up the power it seized 10 years ago. The assembly's role would be limited to drawing up a new constitution, but the 12 parties seeking seats are expected to use their new sounding board for the 1980 presidential elections. The assembly favorite is the right-wing Popular Christian Party, whose leader, Luis Bedoya, has been extremely critical of the military, so much so that reports that the election might be canceled circulated until the campaigning ended. Frank Benitez, Lima, Peru.
The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries has a special meeting scheduled for today in Geneva, UPI reports.
Their semi-annual conference diverged on how to get compensation for the decline in the U.S. dollar. But even the most radical oil-producing states, including Libya, agreed that prices will remain frozen at least until the end of this year. This is Saudi Arabia's position as OPEC's biggest member. Saudi oil minister Sheikh Zaki Yamani said a price hike now could jeopardize world economic recovery. What the radicals demand is a move out of the dollar in charging for oil, saying they have lost 15% of revenue so far this year because of the dollar's weakness. But any immediate move was unlikely, again because of Saudi Arabia, which believes the dollar will go up. John Corcott, Geneva.
Andy North carries a one-stroke lead over Gary Player, winning today's final round of the U.S. Open Golf Championship in Denver. North holed a 35-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole of the third round for an even par 71. This summary from the wires of UPI and the AP, this is Gary Bautel, AFN News.